Seeing Scout frolic in the backyard once more brought both a smile and a tear. The Warrens had invested hundreds of hours into nursing their beloved Doberman back to health. Now, as Scout bounded from one end of the yard to the other, the Warrens knew that their big, silly boy was finally his old self again. This was not quite what Nick expected. Jenna promised the apartment would be spacious, but she was a city girl.
So then we'll have this wide open, amazing space that's just gonna be a blank surface. We can do whatever we like with it.
Now, Nick was having doubts about living in such cramped quarters.
This place, it's far from good.
Monte Carlo, home to Europe's rich and famous. An opulent tax haven where champagne flows freely and the worries of the world's elite melt away under the warm summer sun. In this episode, we explore Monaco's Old Town, a warren of Mediterranean architecture, charming boutiques, and numerous restaurants. What was supposed to be a mission that would lead to a quick end to the war now looked like a looming catastrophe. The bridge to Arnhem seemed farther away than ever. And in this part of Holland, the rabid remnants of Hitler's SS were firmly in command.
As soon as it became light, the 1st Battalion was spotted and halted by fire from a German defensive position.
Now, with their vehicles confined to paved roads, the Americans realized that they were sitting ducks for the Nazis. Now, the two detectives found themselves completely baffled. They had been sure that Eric Martin was their man. But the evidence was clear.
It would be in order for us to look at evidence that BI has in its possession.
The killer was not Eric, but rather his jittery, chain-smoking mother, Alice.
She had the knife with her or something. Like I said, it was a brutal scene, blood all over.
And Alice was now on the run.